Bienvenidos, welcome, and thank you for joining us for Season 2, Episode 6 of the Pano Familia podcast with Eduardo and Nicole, where we discuss our experience relocating to and raising our three young children here in Panama, share our journey of building our new farm and home here in Central America, and let you know what we're learning along the way. We're glad you're here. Vaminos!
Hello, everyone.
We just pulled ourselves from the depths of Napville, short Napville, to record an episode. Figured it was a good time, too, since all the kids are sleeping or occupied. But if we sound a little sleepy, maybe that's why.
I was sleeping on the floor. So. That's why I sound sleepy.
His spot of choice for napping is the floor most of the time, sometimes.
It's good for your back to lay on something flat hard every now and then, so.
If you can't see a chiropractor, sleep on the floor. That's ease advice for the day.
I just grab a pillow and then I just lay on the floor and I don't know, it feels good.
That's good.
It always feels like it straightens out my back.
I just don't like... I don't like the tile feel on my skin. I feel like I get too sweaty.
Yeah, it is what it is.
We're going to talk about daily life here in Panama. Just kind of like what we do and what our, I don't know, what our life, just, you know, regular everyday life looks like right now.
It has become.
Yeah, and it's different now than it was when we first moved here. It's different even than it was... I don't know, a few months ago or something. But, yeah, I mean, because when we first moved here, it was kind of just like, go to the beach, drive around, explore, buy food, hang out.
Yeah, we didn't do... There wasn't much of a schedule when we first moved here. We were kind of...
No, other than, like, bedtime and naps for the kids.
Yeah. But even then, I mean, there's some nights where I stay up until midnight playing video games, watching TV.
You would?
Yeah, remember at the beach house?
I guess we had, like, an actual TV and couch and stuff there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then she'd come out, half asleep, mad at me for it being too loud or too many flashing lights.
No, it was just one type. The volume was really loud.
Yeah. But then I couldn't hear the movie.
It was one of those, wait, what was wrong with it? It was, like, if it was too quiet or if it was...
You could never hear the...
Like the conversation.
The conversation, but then, so you turn it up to where, like, you can finally hear him talking, but then everything else would just be, like, that much louder.
Then, like, a bomb would explode or something, and you'd think that the whole house was, my parents are here right now, so that's been really fun. They've been here for only 4 days, right? Yeah, it's Thursday. Yeah, I picked him up on Monday. So that's been really fun, and the kids are loving it, and they're always over at their apartment now, just ignoring us, of course.
We're no longer useful to them.
Someone else is here with entertainment and toys and stuff for
candy.
Us.
Candy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mommy, can I have this? Can I have that? Can I have this? Can I have that?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it's been really fun showing them around. And, I mean, we still have lots more to do with them. But so far, it's been, I mean, they're our first visitors. And it's good to see them after so long. So.
Yeah, we've taken them to our farm. We took them to the beach. Today, we went to Nuncito to look at these carvings and rocks from the indigenous people. And the little town. It's a really nice little town. And we stopped at this little... I don't even know what you call it.
It's kind of like a fancy rest stop, almost. That's kind of what they're going for.
Yeah, I think it's about, it's like a fancy rest stop for the people doing the Pan American, I think.
Yeah,
driving the Pan American.
Because right now it's just mostly a restaurant, but there's lots of places to sit and hang out. And then they're going to do like, a RV pool. Camping, and they're going to put in a pool. And
We had some good food there. And
I drove the tracker the whole way on the freeway. I was a little nervous.
Oh, going up to Nanceto, it's a little bit higher up in the mountain. It's not that high, but, it's a 20-minute drive up a mountain, and the first 5-10 minutes is pretty steep.
Like straight up.
It's straight up. And then... there's like an overlook, like vista point that I pulled over just to like
it was like 10 minutes up, right?
Yeah, 10 minutes up. I pulled over just to show them the look, because you can see the ocean, the islands, and it's a really nice vista point.
Yeah
And I got out of the car, I'm like, something's burning. And I just got close to the tracker, and I was like, oh, maybe we'll give it a little break.
Yeah, it was a little hot. I had it in third gear, and it was, like, doing nothing, so I put it down into second gear, and it was just, my foot was all the way down on the pedal, and it was just, like, barely going.
Well, I started going up with the Subaru, and I was like, oh, man, the Subaru was having a hard time going up, you know?
I forgot how steep it was. I didn't remember.
Yeah, I was like, the Subaru's kind of working to get up here. I'm like, I couldn't imagine. And I was like, Nicole's behind. I was like, oh, I wonder how the tracker's doing.
The way down was real quick. I was like, ah! I mean, you could have just put that thing in neutral and it would have just freaking flown down.
Oh, yeah. So, we popped the hood open, let it rest a little bit.
It was fine.
And then we were basically there. So then the tracker made it.
We made it back safe and sound, too.
Yeah.
No seat belts.
Yeah. And it's funny. The tracker goes from like, oh, I want to ride in it to like around 1 o'clock.
Everyone wanted to go in the Subaru on the way back.
And I was like, oh, I'll go in the Subaru. It's got AC.
So me and my mom were the only ones on the way back.
Just cooking in it.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was fun. It's always an adventure in that car. So, yeah, we'll just talk a little bit about what life looks like here for us. Here in our hotel apartment that we live in. Obviously most of our schedule revolves around the kids, and now that Jude's in school, the mornings are a bit more rushed, I guess, because we need to get him out to school by 7:30, and that's usually Eddie takes that over. I think I've taken him like twice, but it's kind of turned into, we wake up and have our tea and coffee, and the boys love having chai tea in the morning, and then we all have some oatmeal and breakfast and stuff, and then Eddie takes Jude to school and then goes to the farm to work with the cows and do cow stuff and check on stuff and help the guys with anything if they needed something that morning or if he needed to drop something off. So I hardly ever take Jude to school. I stay here with Jesse and Jean, and they play and we get breakfast started. So the mornings are, I really like the mornings here. I mean, it's the most beautiful time of day other than the evenings, because it's cool and the birds are singing. And I mean, we're waking up at like 6 a.m. So like right with before the sun's even showing over the trees, like we're, up and rearing to
first
go.
Light.
Yes.
First light.
But I love sitting out drinking my coffee and listening to the birds and hearing all the roosters crowing and the dogs barking. And there's a lot of activity everyone else is getting up to. I usually, if I have to do laundry, I start that early in the morning, too, because, it was starting to rain, and so if you want to get your clothes dried before the rain comes, you have to get them out early. Anyways, Eddie goes to the farm and does farm stuff, or cow stuff usually at that time, and then we all have breakfast together when he gets back, and I think we've mentioned we found a babysitter. So she comes a couple mornings a week and plays with the boy, the two youngest, and then me and Eddie will go work on stuff at the farm and work on projects or move blocks around for the dome
There's always something to do.
Yeah, there's always something to do, and it's the time for us to like hang out together or even just be by ourselves like separately there, but usually we're like working on a project together, which is fun, and we like doing that. I especially do. I like working with you. I always like in Turlock, I always love the days when you were home and you would like help me with Nourish Farm stuff, like out in the garden and stuff like that. It was fun, which happened, kind of few and far between.
I hate it. She always kills the vibes.
Shut up.
Can't listen to podcasts. I'm just kidding. I like working with Nicole. It's a lot of fun. We always chat. We're always having conversations about stupid, silly stuff. It's like never, like, we have like our serious conversations every now and then about what's going on or what we need to do. But like 90% of our conversations are just like stupid, silly, like trying to make each other laugh.
Funny stuff.
And
oh, did you hear this or did you?
Or comments about this or that, or something that I saw or she saw. And it's nice too at the job site, you know, no one speaks English. Or at least I hope not. So we can be pretty unfiltered. Not that we're talking about those guys, but like we can be pretty unfiltered.
Yeah, just gotta be silly and dumb and not have to be like, yeah, I'm yeah. gonna think, you know, like, something yeah. about what we're saying.
I can ask something stupid in English and know that the guys working aren't listening and saying, what a stupid question. But yeah, that's I always get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, we wake up, I take Jude to school, then I go to the farm and see what's going on for the day. Do they need anything from town while I go back, and then depending on the day of the week,
he'll always come home and be like, this is what's going on, this is what they're working on today, they need me to go get this, or I need to go get gas or something. He'll give me the
rundown.
411. Yeah.
And then, yeah, I'll come back, and then depending on the day of the week, I'll go back to the farm by myself. Nicole will come back to the farm with me.
Sometimes we take everyone,
and we work, you know, we'll work until noon when Jude gets out of school.
Yeah.
And then we'll go pick him up, and then we'll just sometimes after we pick him up, we're going to go to the store, get something we need for dinner or get some drinks. But yeah, usually we're back to the house around between 12:30 and 1. That's where we start the cool down process. We have lunch, jump in the pool.
Yeah,
because we're all pretty hot from the farm. The only way you can cool down is if you submerge your body in water.
Yeah.
I've learned. There's one day I got back from the farm and I was like, oh, I'll just stay underneath the fan. And I just could not cool down. It was just hot, sweating. I feel like I was sweating even more. And eventually it's like, you just need to jump in the water.
Yeah, just bring your whole body temperature down.
Yeah, jump in the pool. You just kind of like stay underwater for 10, 15 seconds, like cool down. And then you come out and you're like, oh, the breeze hits you. Oh, it feels good again.
Because
you're like, oh, the breeze is hitting me. Well, why am I not cooling down? It's like you need to cool your whole body down first.
Yeah, after working out in the sun. Yeah. And the afternoons when like a storm rolls through, it's nice because it cools down automatically and it just kind of goes with the vibe of like, okay, after lunch, we're all going to have quiet time. You know, the little ones nap. Sometimes we nap too, but it's like a resting quiet time. And when it's stormy and rainy, like it makes it even nicer to do that. When it stays like hot and sunny and like a cloudless sky.
Everyone just wants a party all day. The kids want the party all day.
Yeah.
But we had a little preview of the rainy season a couple weeks ago where we had 3 days where each day we had these big storms come through. And like we had a rainstorm come in like a month ago, but it rained for like 10 minutes. But it didn't rain. It rained hard, but not that hard. So, like, it didn't really cool down. And actually, I feel like I made things even hotter because we went on a walk on the street and just felt like the water.
Well, that was, like, one of the first rains.
Yeah, I felt like the water was evaporating in real time as we were walking because it was so humid.
Yeah.
These past couple storms, it, like, rained, and it's long enough to where,
like, it didn't just rain. It poured.
It, like, poured. Yeah. We got, like, 8 inches in 20 minutes. And, like, it just, like, everything just got cool. It was nice. Like, the rest of the day was, like, in, you know, sorry, I work in Celsius now, 25 Celsius, about, you know, low 80s,
yeah, and
high
in the
70s.
Evening, in the night, like, the bedroom actually, like, we got cold and, like, wanted to put blankets on and stuff.
Yeah, it was nice. I was like, oh, man, I'm so excited for the wet season again because,
yeah you don't get that. Now it's just, like, back to Verano.
Yeah, back to Verano. El Verano. But, yeah, also depending on the week. You know, every Thursday we go to David to go shopping.
Yes, that's
grocery shopping.
David Day.
We tried a Boquete shopping trip for the first time. Mixed emotions about it.
Not a not worth it, I feel like. Yeah.
We found a store up there and we're like, oh,
well, the special route.
Oh, well, I think that's why
the special extra long route you found was didn't really help us get there in a timely fashion.
Yeah, and we're getting a little sidetracked here now, but like we found the store up in Boquete that has
real quick. Boquete is about 30 minutes farther
from David.
So David is the large city that we've talked about a lot in here, where we go and we stock up on, you know, just better quality stuff that we like to have.
Yeah, there's
and we get stuff from our post office bar, our shipping locker thing, and other like supplies that we might.
Yeah, that's where all the big hardware stores are at. Yeah. It's like the central hub of the Chiriqui province. Everything's connected to this town, to David City.
So Boquete is a little bit farther than that, and like Eddie was saying, we found the store there.
Yeah, we found a store that had some products that we couldn't find at Ray, the Safeway of Panama, we're like, oh, cool, we found chorizo, like actual like Mexican chorizo, mm-hmm. and we found Organic Valley cream cheese. And
yeah, it's called Organica, so yeah. It's like kind of like a health food, organic food store.
And then we found, what else was there? Like, oh, kombucha. That was a big one. I haven't seen a kombucha bottle.
And the flavors we like, too.
Yeah, I haven't seen a kombucha bottle since we left.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling Nicole, I was like, hey, why don't we
try going shopping there,
and we can just, because we also like going to this town, because it's like a little bit cooler up there, fresher-wise, so it's like a little nice getaway.
Right.
From the heat, and we've been taking this one route, and we were talking too much that I passed it, and I didn't want to go through David, so I went through this.
It was like 2 minutes behind you. I thought you were just going to turn around.
I don't like turning around.
You should have just turned around.
Or just went through David.
Yeah.
So then I found this other route right before David, because I like going through those side roads because you just like seeing stuff. So then we went up this road, and it was fine.
It was fine until it said turn left, and we're like, where?
And then it made me turn left, and I was like, I'm not turning left to that dirt road. So then it just kept rerouting me, and the route got like 5 hours because there's no other road to get to Boquete. So I turned around and went down this dirt road. And like,
I was thinking like, oh, it's probably just a dirt for a minute, and then it'll...
It was a dirt road for like 30 to 45 minutes. And I'm talking, we're going like 5 miles an hour because it was bumpy.
It was rocky.
It was rocky and bumpy. It was like...
There was a spot I thought we wouldn't be able to get through. The rocks were so big.
Yeah, God bless our Subaru. We were just really putting it to the test. So we finally made it. And that basically added another hour to our trip.
Yeah, that took us over 2 hours. And we left after Jude got out of school. So it was just not...
So, and we were hungry. And like, we were like having a laugh about it. Like, where are we?
Yeah, it was not... Yeah, it was fine.
It was just like, I kept saying before, because every time we go up there, it's always for fun. And I was like, it's strictly business up here, guys. We're going to eat.
This isn't a fun trip.
Yeah, this is not a fun trip. We're going to eat. We're going to go shopping. And then we're going to go get dessert on the way down. And then we're going to go home. And it just added, and I just felt like, why is this taking so long? Why is this taking so long? And Nicole's always like, remember that route. And the other thing, too, it wasn't that cold that day.
It was, like, hot there, so we were just like,
It was just kind of like, maybe we'll try it again, but not on a weekly basis. Because we're like, oh, we could do this every week, and we get a nice little getaway. But,
no.
It just...
Maybe once a month.
There's a lot of cool stuff in that store, but not enough for us to
not to make it worth it. Yeah, and then all the other basics that we do like to get at Ray, like
we still had to stop at Ray.
We couldn't find it that Ray anyways.
Well, every time we go to Boquete, because we still go to Boquete like once or twice a month just to kind of get away from the heat.
Yeah.
We'll just take our freezer up there and buy some of the most of the stuff we really did like was the frozen stuff, like the chorizo.
It's basically the chorizo.
I think it's basically the chorizo.
And the kombucha, I guess.
And the kombucha.
The chorizo. So, Thursday is the shopping day, like a drive-away shopping day. So that's, you know, worked into our schedule regularly. And we do try to go to the beach at least, like, once a week.
These past couple of weeks have been pretty bad.
Yeah. Why was that?
We've just been busy.
Really? Just busy?
Well, yeah, we had two tours. Like, we were going on Saturdays.
But the schools came. Yeah, we had two architecture classes.
Yeah, we had two architecture classes come.
But, yeah, we were doing good. We were going every Sunday. And then we started going to church on Sunday. So that threw off the, like, Sunday beach day. So we try to go for, like, maybe a sunset each week. Going in the morning isn't really an option anymore unless it's, like, a Saturday or a Sunday.
So it had been a while. I'm the only one I go in the mornings if I go surfing.
Yeah.
It's just to go surfing.
Yeah. It's just not as easy to get out there, but we do try to squeeze that in there. And it's fun, and that's why we moved here, right?
I kind of
hey, let's go to the beach tonight, like, 2 weeks ago. And I feel like you were kind of like, oh, like, I don't want to go all the way out there. But then it ended up being really good for all of us. And
it's just, yeah, we've been going in the middle of the day, so it's, like, really hot.
But going for sunset is
going
really
for
nice.
Sunset's nice.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's cool. You get that afternoon breeze. It's cooler.
You can walk on the sand.
You can walk on the sand.
We went there with my parents for sunset 2 nights ago and, like, we barbecued hot dogs and took them over there. Sat at a table, ate, and then just went out and played in the water. The boys boogie boarded, and you watch the sun go down, and it's beautiful. And by 6:30, you know, you head back home. Let's see what else. Always drinking. Like, always drinking water, filling up water bottles, making orange juice, drinking orange juice, drinking milk, making milkshakes, drinking tea, making iced tea, drinking cold beer, like, just, like, always thirsty, always drinking, and trying to drink stuff other than just water, stuff that actually, like, hydrates us, I guess.
Yeah. You sweat a lot here, especially when you work. When you work, you sweat a lot. Like, a lot.
Just any form of small movement just makes the sweat pour out, yeah.
Yeah. And for a while, I was doing really good about it. I would just drink, like, water or beer. That's basically it.
But it's not enough for you.
And then I've been incorporating Gatorades into my drinking.
Well, I'll make him like a natural, like, you know, electrolyte drink, but he doesn't like to come home and make those. He likes to just stop at the
Daisy's and give her a dollar and get a Gatorade.
But for those of you who want a healthier version of that, do some salt, some good salt, not just iodized table salt. That stuff has nothing good in it for you. Some good sea salt, some maple syrup, some fresh squeezed lime, and water and ice, and shake it up, and there you go.
Or you can just stop at Daisy's and give her a dollar for a Gatorade. That's what I do.
Yeah, but now Jude wants to drink it all the time.
Yeah, Jude wants to drink Gatorade. Because, yeah, so you need to recharge those electrolytes. Why do you need electrolytes? It's just what you need.
Electrolytes is a fancy name for minerals.
What are electrolytes? I don't know. You just need them.
You just need them.
It's got electrolytes.
I do a lot of food prep and cooking. I bake bread for us. I make banana bread. I make yogurt from our milk that we get. Somehow we're, you know, making it work in the little fridge and everything, in the little oven. So that's a big part of, like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to, like, do laundry, make bread, make yogurt, like, do all that and, like, not leave the house. And
yeah, Nicole's pretty good about, like, the days that, like, oh, I'm kind of stuck at home. I'm just going to do everything.
Yeah, let's just try to get all that kind of stuff done
it always,
here.
Yeah, it always seems like Mondays I'll go to the farm by myself.
Yeah, and that's my, like, laundry, bread, yogurt,
like, yeah, that kind it's of thing. It's just like, I'm already going to be here. I might as well just do this other stuff.
Yeah.
While I'm waiting for the laundry.
And then we have fresh bread for the week. And I didn't want to give up all that stuff that we were doing before as far as, like, good food. So that's still, you know, we found creative ways to still do that here. And we pick up big bags of really good flour in David, so that's been great. And then anytime there's, like, little local events, like, we always try to be a part of them. There's, they're called ferias, and it's basically like a little farmer's market. We've gone to multiple ones of those. The lady that puts it on, I've mentioned her before, but she has a farm similar to kind of like what we want to do. And so it's fun to support her and to, like, see the other vendors there. And last time we went on Sunday, they even had dancers there, like typical Panamanian dance. And so we got to experience that, which was really cool. And one of the kids dancing is a friend of ours. He's the son of a friend of ours. And the boys were really excited to see him. They've played with him a lot before, and they were excited to see him dancing. And So that was fun to watch. And we always buy like good jams and fruits and coffee, and they have really good food that they cook there over an open fire. We'll go out to dinner with friends or like with just us or with the boys, or we've gone on some dates by ourselves, which has been really nice. So we try to incorporate like social outings and visiting people. And a couple weeks ago, me and the boys took a little walk down the street and then just popped into our friend's house and hung out there for a little bit. So that's really fun to just kind of be able to do little things like that and leave space in our schedule for that. It's nice to not be so busy to where we don't have space to like randomly go say hi to someone or stop and visit with someone on the side of the road that we see, or you know, someone stops in at our farm, we give them a little tour. And I like that. I like leaving room in our schedule to have flexibility and to be able to have impromptu people over for a glass of juice and hang out and chat for a little bit, right?
Yeah, no, it's fun. That's us hanging out at the Peak Side, stuff like that when we don't feel like cooking.
Well, we always go to pizza once a week, and the day kind of changes. We go to Nacho Monte Pizza once a week usually, so that's part of our dinner meal planning.
It's coming to an end pretty soon.
Yeah, we found out that they close for all of May. I don't think it was June. I think it was just all of May. If it's June too, that's going to be very sad.
Yeah.
But we're not sure what we're going to do without that pizza every week in our life.
It's pretty good pizza.
It's nice. I mean, we always talk about how we can't wait to live on our farm and live in our dome and feel more settled. But like, we have a nice rhythm here, and we're, you know, appreciating and making the most of where we're at right now. And I definitely don't feel like we're just like, you know, barely struggling to make it through each day. Like, this is just our home right now, and we've made it ours. And I mean, we've definitely made it our own. It's just the boys' freaking stuff is everywhere all the time, all over the yard, and their bikes and their toys. And
yeah, I don't know if I said this. I think I have said before. Our landlords are great.
Yeah, are really wonderful, and they're patient and relaxed.
They're very relaxed. They're just like very nice and just very.
Unless they're cussing us out in German.
But they've been very
nice. Out at their house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very lucky to find this place. I mean, a lot of people said like, oh, are you going to like move into a house or something eventually? And we're like, no, like this is just the perfect setup for us right now, right?
This is it. This yeah. is the perfect place to be.
I think that's all we have to... That's kind of, yeah.
Everything, yeah.
Everything that kind of makes up our daily life. And I'm excited to see how it adapts and change once we're living on our farm and we have, you know, more regular farm chores to do and more animals to take care of and gardens to tend to and stuff.
But I'm excited for that because like I just liked when we lived at Turlock, was just like, oh, I'm just gonna walk to the sheep.
Right
now I hate that I have to drive to the cows.
And
it's only a 5-minute drive.
And but. Even more so, like from our house in Turlock, we had like a separation from the sheep. Like we had a big fence and stuff, so we couldn't see them. But now, unless all the cows are like in a on the paddock way on the other side of our property, like we'll be able to see them like from some window of our house, from our porch. Like,
yeah,
it's gonna be really, really cool to, you know, just sit outside and drink our coffee and watch the cows graze. I love watching ruminants graze. I think it's a really like calming thing. I like watching chickens scratch and peck too, but animals grazing on green grass is a really nice thing to watch too.
Yeah.
Well, for now, this is our life, and this is probably how it will be until we move into our dome.
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully within, the goal is, a lot of people always ask me, the goal is like July or August to have it ready for us to actually move in.
I'm shooting for June.
Are you being serious?
I think they can do it.
Like electric, plumbing, everything?
Yeah.
In 2 months?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, he's staying extra positive, I guess.
That's what I am, positive E.
Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. Hope you're well, and we will be back next week
with our next topic.
Our next big exciting topic.
What will it be?
All right. Ciao. Hasta luego.
Adios.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time on the Panna Familia podcast.